The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Karch and Anderson here at 97.1 The Ticket. Stoney's been with me today. Good to have him. Doug will be back next week. We've got Tiger Baseball coming up in less than 10 minutes. We will send you out for Tiger Baseball. First game of two. It's a doubleheader against the Washington Nationals. We had an opener start tonight. Tyler Holton. And then tonight we will have a regular rotational start with Jack Flaherty on the hill against Mackenzie Gore. That should be a pretty good pitching matchup. We shall see. We mentioned today is National Disco Day. We asked people for what their favorite disco songs were. I mentioned for mine, it's from Kiss. It's not even a disco group, but the song I Was Made for Loving You is 100% a disco song. I played it for you during the break.
Yes.
You know the song. Mm-hmm. It is 100% disco. Yours is I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Yes.
A classic in the disco era. A couple of ticket texts coming in here. If you want to hear a good cringe disco song, look up Ace Frehley Eugene. You will not be disappointed. Ace Frehley, the former guitar player for Kiss. I don't know the song Eugene. I now feel like I have to.
Yes, you do.
Back in the New York Groove has a little bit of a disco feel to it, but not necessarily from Ace Frehley. Best disco song is Staying Alive because of that flashback scene in Airplane back in 1980. Yes, that flashback scene from a movie that debuted on this day.
45 years ago.
On this day. And I saw it in the theater as a kid. Sat in the front row because there were no seats left in the theater. It was a sold-out showing. I believe we were at 12 Oaks Mall at the time with my mom, my dad, my brother. And it was embarrassing because my mother could not stop laughing so hard at the movie that it was, embarrassing. 248-539-9797. Randy is next every 97 on the ticket. Hey, Randy.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just on the disco thing, and especially Saturday Night Fever, I was in college from like 74 to 80. And in my junior year, I worked at a record store. And I had to set up those cardboard displays that you put the record albums in. Sure. And stuff. And when Saturday Night Fever came out, even though, you know, rock was still a big part of the music scene, so was disco, and that really brought a lot of people in. And with Gator, I'm older than he is, but there was a bar very close by called The Alibi, and it had a dance floor just like Saturday Night Fever. And I believe they had another Alibi over in Mount Pleasant too. And it was a crazy time. And real quick, I think it was the same year, I set up a display for the debut big album for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, boy.
And it showed them standing in front of flames.
Yeah, I remember the album. And sadly, and thanks for the call. Unfortunately, a lot of those members died in a fiery crash, a plane crash, which was really surreal. If you've ever seen the Behind the Music, or any documentary on Lynyrd Skynyrd, they bring that point up. It is creepy when you get through that. Fred is in Detroit. Welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Fred.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Dancing Queen by ABBA was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, you know, that's part of the disco era.
Yeah, ABBA was huge. One of the first albums that we had as kids was an ABBA album. But we were absolutely Swedish, so that kind of made sense.
Yeah.
But I listened to that Queen song. That was a good one, too. I hadn't heard it and didn't know about it, but I put that one on my playlist now.
What, Dancing Queen?
Yeah, no, the Kiss song that you
I Was Made for Loving You, yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. That was pretty
good.
I hadn't heard it and listened to it, and that was pretty cool. But also, Kiss had one. It was a slow song. It wasn't disco,
It was called Beth.
Beth.
That was a great one. Beth was good.
Yeah, the drummer sang.
Guys. Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Fred. Yeah, Peter Criss, the drummer sang that
My
song.
Favorite ABBA song was not Dancing Queen. It was Waterloo. I thought Waterloo was a great song. And I'm not even going to try to sing it.
I was embarrassed a little bit that was one of our first albums that we had as kids. But again, my mom's Swedish, so it felt like, okay, here we go. But fortunately, it wasn't the first album that we had. The first album that my brother and I had as kids, and I can feel pretty tough about this because it's a good one to have, was Queen, News of the World.
Okay.
So it had We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions on it, Sheer Heart Attack, and other great songs in there. Fight from the Inside, Spread Your Wings. Great album.
The first album I remember having was the Beatles' second album, it's called. And I remember also purchasing at summer camp. We used to have on Thursday, I went to summer camp in New Hampshire. On Thursday was trip day, where we would go into a different city, shop around, and then go to a movie. And in Dover, New Hampshire, there was a record store, and I brought...
Delaware?
Dover, New Hampshire.
Okay.
And I bought Carole King's Tapestry.
Fair enough. Yeah. Ticket text, come in, say what you want, but the last five Stanley Cup champions have come from teams who play in the state with no income tax. Tony in Oxford. So you've got Florida Panthers with Tampa Bay and Vegas Golden Knights?
Correct.
There you go. If I'm the Pistons, I'm calling the Kings regarding Sabonis. Durin Holland and a first rounder for Sabonis. We need to make a move. We have downgraded so far this offseason and are now putting away, we're now putting way too much pressure on Ivy for next year to come back and be great right away after breaking his leg last season. That might be the case. I don't know if they're necessarily worse or if they downgraded. I think we're hoping for the guys, the younger core, those guys getting better, but we shall see. Stoney, been a pleasure. You're in tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Look forward to that. We got Tiger Baseball coming up next year, 97.1, The Ticket.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.